from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Just to talk about your performance in terms of efficiency, why did you think you had success yesterday?
One, preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Two, confidence in it.
Right.
And I think three, just playing within the game.
That was the opening scene of the most recent episode of Hard Knocks. Caleb Williams in the office of his head coach, Matt Eberflus, getting a bit of a debriefing. And that is it for his preseason. So what you have seen is what you are going to see. And the next time you see him, it will be live and real and counting.
Live and direct. That's what you're going to get. But you still have to wait a long time. I saw Kevin, not Kevin Warren, our Kevin.
Kevin, not Kevin, there's Kevin Lapka, and there's Kevin Cassidy.
Kevin Cassidy.
Okay, because
I never called Lapka Kevin, ever. Right. Really? Everyone just calls him Lapka.
Okay, but his name's Kevin.
Yeah, but we all call him Lapka. Okay. Or I actually call him Flight, but because he can jump.
I saw that man dunk at the United Center.
Yeah.
You see the infamous Danny Parkins game.
You see the videos he was sharing on Instagram of him rounding third and headed for home?
Yeah. He's a very talented young man. Also with like work stuff, not just athletic stuff. But anyway, I saw our Kevin and he was like, isn't it weird that there's all this time between... So yeah, it's going to be 22 days between... the last time people saw Caleb Williams play quarterback and the next time they'll see him play quarterback. I mean, there'll be stuff from practice. There'll be footage that people will see. You know, Deion Miller will have it for you on Channel 7 and stuff. But as far as...
Won't Layla have it on Channel 5?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. But, you know, I like to, you know, represent these all our people.
Okay.
But you won't get to see him play in a game. And... that's weird. It's very strange to one, you probably shouldn't come to any sort of conclusion based upon preseason football, because we know how different things look when teams are game planning against you. But it's still a long time. Like, luckily there's some stuff in the way of it. But think about it. You will have experienced, if you're a football like junkie, you will experience 3 weeks of college football before you see Caleb Williams play again.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about it that way. Because that feels like an eternity.
Yes.
3 weeks, 3 full weeks of college football.
Well, not full. I mean, week 0 full. But
like, remember where we were in week 3 of last year? It's like, oh, my God, Colorado. These are the best players of all time. Yes. Oh, what happened? Well, they were bad.
They ended up being bad, and now Deion's fighting everybody.
Turned out that them being a TCU team that lost a bunch of players from the season before was not like this great win for them?
I think it was a great win for them. But I think it again is one of those things of you have to think of things in context. Like the idea of Colorado being back after a 1-win season the season before, you just kind of have to go, why don't we wait?
That's it. You don't get to ask questions of Deion at the press conference. Now.
I don't.
Oh,
no.
Darn.
That's it. I haven't made it personal. No. That's what he said his rubric was for the columnist, is that the columnist made multiple personal attacks.
Snowflake.
I just don't think that Colorado's very good. I think that Shador's really good, and I think that Travis is really, really good. But it takes a while to rebuild a program, and it's just going to – I hope that he has the patience for it.
All right, well, this is next segment.
Oh.
When Pete Futek joins us. But for this segment, we're talking
He's all in on Deion.
On Caleb Williams. We're talking about the Chicago Bears. And we have the opinions of a Super Bowl-winning quarterback, a former Bears quarterback, and a coach who's also the son of a former Bears offensive coordinator.
Yes, and if you're like, I don't know what that means, Sean King and Jim Miller and Nate Tice. Here's the thing. We played a portion of the Sean King back on Friday because people were like, they were clutching some pearls when they heard him. But here's what I want to do, okay? Because in us talking to Nate Tice, I felt like they were saying similar things. It's just Nate put it in a nicer box for us with a bow on it. And Sean was just like, this is it. Here's your steak. Eat your steak. So why don't we hear from Nate first, okay? This is how Nate has seen what he's seen from Caleb Williams, what the things he's looking for, and what he expects.
He has the tools, and he has more polish, and we've seen this in the preseason, even with the crazy, you know, cool out of structure plays. He's a lot more polished than people have realized and a lot more advanced mentally. And I think that's what is going to let him be, at the very least, average starter as a rookie quarterback, which is all you hope for of a rookie quarterback, because it's really hard. I think there's going to be moments of brilliance, but it's a rookie quarterback. So there's going to be some rough stretches because he's going to try some stuff. You know, he's working on the fumble stuff, and I could see his mechanics and his fundamentals like already improved. But there's going to be ups and downs. I think you're going to see the moments of good this year, even if it's maybe not all the way consistent every week, every game, every series that you see every quarter. It would look a lot, I think, like Kyler Murray's rookie year, which was, you know, good. And like you're like, okay, this is a guy we could work with. I think Caleb's a better player or can be a better player. I think the greatness is moments, and it happens more sustainably, like year two, year three, year four. It's really hard to expect anyone to be great. I mean, after Justin Herbert's rookie year, everyone was like, oh yeah, he's great, he's amazing. And now people are still arguing whether he's even good. So it's just all about sustainability, what we see year in, year out. And I think Caleb can show that during his career, but there might be some stretches this year when he tries maybe a little too much, like every rookie quarterback does.
Exactly.
That's not inflammatory.
No, but we'll get to that. But if you were wondering for a comparison, well, what was Kyler Murray's rookie season like? And let me tell you something. If he gives you this, you're really happy. I think you're really happy. Kyler Murray, his rookie season, played all 16 games, completed 64% of his passes, for 3,722 yards, 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. He was sacked 48 times, but he was offensive rookie of the year that year. 3,700 yards. Think of where that would put Caleb's season in the all-time list of Bears quarterback season. It'd be what, number two, number three? Like all time. So if you were looking for a comparison, I think that's a pretty good one by Nate. Now, here's the thing. This is where I need you to do active listening. Because Nate did it. He brought out the linen tablecloth. He brought out the sterling silverware. He poured you a nice glass of Chianti. Then he presented his argument about Caleb in a way that I think is very digestible. Sean, he took you through the drive-thru and said, look, we hungry. You're going to enjoy this meal. I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy it. But maybe it's not as pretty as you thought.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jaden Daniels ranked higher than him doesn't mean I don't like Caleb Williams. But I think he needs to be coached really hard about seeing the field. I don't think he sees the field consistently. If you just watch him and you stop being a fan for a second when you watch him and start being really critical of what he does the first 2 seconds after the ball is snapped, it never really seems like he's able to diagnose what the defense is doing, make a decision where to throw the ball, anticipate where the ball should go, and let it loose. And I'm not saying he can't get to that. I'm just saying right now, as we said in August of 2024, if I'm watching from a distance, if I'm looking at all the USC film, if I'm looking at what I've seen so far in the preseason, for some reason it doesn't happen like that. He's much more comfortable kind of pump faking to the right, doing a silhouette, making a guy miss, start stopping, then finding somebody in the scramble drill. He just seems more comfortable than when it's the first 2 seconds after the ball is snapped. We're in the structure of everything.
That made people mad.
It did, but it shouldn't.
Because it's kind of what Nate Tykes
was saying. What Nate was saying, how, yeah, those special plays when he's outside of structure, that's one of the reasons that people were so excited about it. Him, that, every time I see it, and I guess it was ESPN's top preseason play, the Roma Dunze throw is amazing. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, only special quarterbacks make that.
That's
and
right.
They've never really been Bears quarterbacks who do.
And he might, he's probably going to make more plays like that. But you do want to see him win in structure. He only completed 50% of his passes in the preseason. There was a little bit more running than I think people might have expected, but to Caleb's credit, he was still at least looking to throw before he just said, you know what, time's run out, I got to get up the field and score. And he did that. Don't let the way that his day ended two Saturdays or last Saturday change the way that you look at the first three drives. And there was some good in there too, but just be prepared for it. You get two guys telling you the same thing here. It's just in a different package that they told you.
And by the way, the Kyler Murray rookie season, I looked it up. That would be the second greatest. The record is Eric Kramer, just over 3,800.
Yes.
Kyler Murray also, you mentioned he had 48 sacks. His second year, he cut that in half.
And he still won Offensive Rookie of the Year.
And had 3,900 passing yards, which would be the Bears' record.
And I'm totally okay with that touchdown to interception ratio. It's fine for a first-year player. It's really good.
So let's bring in Jim Miller's thoughts. Because here is a former Bears quarterback who has been watching Caleb Williams closely in the preseason, and he has had unique access because he's been the Bears' preseason analyst. And here's what he had to say about how Williams is going to learn and evolve.
It's one thing to be in a meeting room and you can show a guy, but sometimes guys need to physically go through it. They need to see it. They need to feel it. And it's hard to give in one, you know, in an hour and a half practice in a day, all the looks that potentially 31 other teams could give Caleb Williams. So it's, you know, that's something that's going to be built up over time. You know, and I always bring it up, if you have a quarterback that has a good rote memory, you know, say week one, you see a certain blitz, and maybe you'll see that blitz again week eight, and you already covered that blitz week one, and Caleb goes, hey, coach, I already got it. We checked to this. We gutted that blitz. I've got it down. We don't need to cover it. Let's move on to the next three or four looks that this team is going to present. So there will be carryover, and that rote memory, that's how you build your library, your Encyclopedia Britannica, where every time you step to the line of scrimmage, I just pull that Britannica, that booklet out. Oh, this is Blitz Zero. This is what we do against Blitz Zero. Let me pull that volume out, and I'm about to gut this Blitz Zero.
what we saw after preseason games that Caleb played in, the two that he played in, was, I think, someone who truly understands what they're seeing, and they're able to explain it, what they're seeing. And now the next part of this is, like Jim said, like, these are the things you have to keep in mind. How do you get yourself ready for an entire league without playing against those other teams? The focus can be on Tennessee. You can just look at what they do, what their personnel is like, what their tendencies are for the next 2 weeks. You can start doing that as you're making some of your roster decisions. But I don't...
They get to game plan too.
Of course, that's the other part of it, Dan. That's the part that we have to keep in mind. That's all. Just... That's why I keep bringing up, oh, yeah, look at Bo Nix. Look at some of the throws that Bo Nix has made. Everywhere where there's a rookie quarterback this season, someone is telling you that he's going to be great. Caleb's got a leg up because people have been talking about him being great for a really long time.
And frankly, he has a higher likelihood of being great. And that's why he was drafted where he was.
Correct. But that position has also given us players that were supposed to be great who weren't. And a lot of them.
And people who were great who weren't supposed to be.
So just that's why it's good to you hear Jim Miller, you hear Sean King, you hear Nate Tice. It's good to have all of those things so that you have that in your head. And when you're reacting, you're like, oh, why didn't anyone say anything? People are. You need to be okay with hearing it and receiving it. And be okay with the history of the league. Tells you that rookie quarterbacks struggle.
The history of the Bears tells you that their quarterbacks are all terrible.
Right.
But I'm not going to dwell on that because I don't have to.
No. But it would just know that if you get the Kyler Murray season, you should be over the moon about where things stand with your quarterback.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.